The provincial government announced Wednesday it is initiating the largest watersharing effort undertaken in Alberta since 2001 to deal with an expected drought this year. This winter, snowpack is below average, rivers are at record low levels and multiple reservoirs remain well below capacity, according to the province. Starting February 1, the province's drought command team will be bringing together major water license holders in the province to negotiate watersharing agreements. Water license holders will be asked to voluntarily take less water in order to ensure that there is water available for as many users as possible, said Rebecca Schultz, Minister of Environment and Protected Areas, in a letter going out to about 25,000 water license holders. The drought command team will begin negotiations with major water license holders to strike water sharing agreements in the Red Deer River, Bow River and Old Man River basins. If a severe drought occurs, these agreements would see major users use less water to help others downstream. The extent to which the average Albertan will be expected to reduce water usage in the event of a severe drought this summer compared with the province's heaviest agricultural, industrial and commercial consumers remains to be seen. Schultz spoke with the Albertan on Tuesday, January 30, to provide responses to follow-up questions about a letter she prior to the end of 2023 had sent out to municipalities urging local leaders to begin drafting water shortage plans. And when it comes to water consumption, the average Albertan's overall usage also pales in comparison to the major users. The vast majority, almost half of the water used in our province, goes to agriculture and irrigation, said Schultz during a phone interview. According to provincial statistics, agriculture and irrigation combined amount to 46.6% of Alberta's water allocations, while oil and gas make up an even 10%. Commercial and cooling accumulatively make up 23.4%, while municipalities account for 12%. The Albertan asked the minister what kinds of restrictions the government plans to impose upon far greater consumers from oil and gas extraction projects as well as agricultural producers and even other water-dependent industries including recreation, such as golf courses and huge wave pools in the cities or even little water parks in small towns. That's exactly what we're working through right now, she said. Starting before the holidays, we were reaching out to all of the major water users to let them know of the drought situation that we're in and how serious it is, she said. Specifically, we asked municipalities back in December to essentially work through how much water within their license they're actually consuming, what they might be able to do in terms of water conservation, she said. And we are also reaching out and asking the same of our irrigators, agricultural producers and other major water users. What that allows us to do, is to have those users pull together what their drought plans would be so that we could have these conversations about what types of water sharing agreements we can enter into. Schultz also mentioned telephone town halls that were set to start later the same day she spoke with the Albertan in open sessions where all major water users were invited to attend. Why this is important, is that we tend to take a collaborative approach, she said. We've been in droughts like this before. I know it's been a number of years since we've seen one this significant, but typically we've been able to come together in a collaborative way with all of our major water users and use their ideas on how we can ensure that all of the users have the water they need despite the drought situation we're in, she said. The last time Alberta faced such severe and persistent drought conditions, largely in the southeastern part of the province as well as southwestern Saskatchewan, was during the Dust Bowl of the Great Depression era back in the 1930s. At the time, Alberta's population was about 772,800, according to the provincial government's website drawing data from Statistics Canada. But today, the province's population, which continues to grow, is more than 4.4 million. And on average, people today also consume far greater volumes of water than their counterparts from last century. According to statistics compiled by the City of Calgary, residents on a daily basis use up an average of roughly 7 cubic meters, or 7,000 liters of water per month. A further breakdown of consumption reveals watering lawns eclipses all other uses, with the average going through 950 liters per day during the summer months. The next highest water-consuming practices include the use of appliances such as top-loading washing machines at 180 liters, front-loading washing machines at 65 liters. Non-low-flow toilet flushing amounts to about 100 liters, while low-flow devices substantially reduce that amount by more than two-thirds, down to 30 liters. Dishwashers on average use about 35 liters per load, while a typical bathtub goes through 80 liters, as compared with 40 to 60 liters for a 5-minute shower using either a low-flow or regular showerhead. I have been telling people right now, just for the everyday average Albertan, especially as we look at the drought situation we're in, absolutely start looking at your water intake and look at how you can conserve water in your own home, said Schultz. Last summer, lots of people quit watering their lawns when they started to hear about the drought situation we're in and started receiving messages from their municipalities. Right now, our message would be, conserve water to help your neighbors downstream. The Albertan also asked the minister why government communications only mention the El Niño effect with no specific references to climate change. Considering 2023 shattered global records by such large margins that even many climatologists were surprised, she said when asked why is there no mention of climate change in the government's communications, we have an emissions reduction and energy development plan that was introduced last spring. We know that the climate is changing and has been for a number of years. And right now, this year specifically, we're seeing an El Niño situation that we haven't seen in I think 7 or 8 years, she said. Adding the messaging is targeted to the exact situation that we're seeing right now. But absolutely, these are things we talk about.